أحمدك اللهم وأشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمدا عبدك ورسولك. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وصحبه ومن دعا بدعوته واهتدى بهداه إلى يوم الدين. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. We praise Allah and we bear witness there is no God but Him, and we bear witness that Muhammad is His messenger and a prophet. And we ask Allah to shed His peace and the prayers upon the Prophet and his household and his companions and his followers to the Day of Judgment. My dear fellow Muslims, 2 weeks ago I attended a large Islamic conference in Chicago. It was quite large, attended by 16,000 Muslims, alhamdulillah. I had the opportunity to meet an old friend whom I haven't seen for several years. And during our discussions and discussion of Islam in America and the Muslims and the Islamic centers, this friend told me, your Islamic center has scored very well on 4 issues. And I would like to share them with you to see how your center looks in distant eyes. First of all, he said, you have transcended the problem of ethnicity. And indeed, ethnicity has been and is an Islamic problem amongst Muslims, whether it be in the United States or in the world at large. Sometimes one feels sorry to see ethnicity breaking and dividing Muslims to the point of fighting one another. Although the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام taught, ليس منا من دعا إلى عصبية, tribalism is not of us. When I was young at school, I used to walk in the demonstrations in the streets of Cairo, shouting, Pakistan's in the bag. And that was before the birth of Pakistan. And we had such great hopes that at last there is a Muslim country based on Islam. The 20th century saw the birth of 2 countries based on religion. The one is Israel and the second is Pakistan. When things were not easy in my country, I always told my friends, if things are really gloomy, I'll go to Pakistan. And therefore, it broke my heart when Pakistan was divided into Bangladesh and Pakistan, and it breaks my heart to see Muslims inside Pakistan fighting one another on the basis of tribalism. And the same feeling when I see Muslims in Afghanistan fighting one another, not for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but for the sake of tribalism and ethnicity. And when I heard from my friend his impression that our Islamic center has transcended that, I said, Alhamdulillah, I really come to the Islamic center, and I know this friend is an Arab, and the other is Pakistani, the other is Turkish, etc., etc. But deep in my heart, I never felt that someone is nearer to my heart because he's an Arab, or some other one is farther from my heart because he's not. Alhamdulillah, and I hope this is the feeling of every one of you. We really feel the brotherhood. Ethnicity to us is just a knowledge. We know where we come from. But I do think that really this center has gone beyond what is still rampant in other Islamic centers on the issue of ethnic background. And I hope the future will be better for them as it has been to us, and that somehow Muslims, primarily in America and hopefully then in the rest of the world, will go beyond that divisive issue. The second issue was that he said, you have transcended sectism and sectarianism. There was a time in Islamic history when somebody raised his finger during reading the Tashahhud. His neighbor would catch his finger and break it during the prayer because he thought this was a bid'ah. Such was the prejudice to a madhab that it really tore the heart of the Islamic bond. Alhamdulillah, in this center, we are beyond that. When newspaper came more than once, the press, and asked some of you, not people in responsibility positions or leadership, but some of the brothers who came for prayer, asking them, is this a Sunni mosque or a Shia mosque? And invariably the answer would be, this is a Muslim mosque. And indeed, Alhamdulillah, we could see it clearly that our future and the future of Islam should not be held hostage to hostilities and enmities that occurred many, many centuries ago. The beast is preparing to eat Islam without differentiation between Sunni and Shi'i, and the real bond is La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, and we have common issues to address together and put shoulder to shoulder and head to head and heart to heart in order to face the burning crises that are facing Islam today. The third point he pointed out to me was that we could somehow pioneer amongst Islamic centers that women are the siblings of men, as the Prophet ﷺ said. Indeed, in the majority, whether in the Muslim world or in the United States, somehow that Catholic relic that woman is inferior, that impression which is against the teaching of the Prophet ﷺ still occurs, and my friend was under the impression that in our center women are treated equally. Some women by election are on the board of the center, and we don't have that superior look to our sisters. Indeed, they are our sisters. We feel they are equally responsible for Islam as us, and we address both men and women as Muslims, equally responsible for the future of Islam. And the fourth point he told me was that we could somehow break the shell and penetrate into America, into the American people, and face them as fellow Americans. We no longer consider ourselves foreigners, because a foreigner will never send root in this land, and we would like to send the root of the Islamic tree in this land. And this cannot happen if we keep ourselves in isolation. But somehow this center could really grow and penetrate the American life and interact, sometimes with very beneficial effects to Islam. And remember, it is our duty to make Islam known to people, because if we don't do that, we bear the responsibility for those who do not know about Islam, or for those who know about Islam in a very distorted manner. Well, I thanked my friend and I felt happy, because only years ago he was very critical of our center on those very issues. He felt very bad when we contacted the American Society. He felt very bad when we didn't cling to the division of Muslims between the Sunnis and Shias. He felt very bad when we showed our respect, our Islamic respect, as should be to our sister Muslims. And it was a good omen to see that this very friend is the one who is paying the tribute to the center now on those four issues. I know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that we have shortcomings, and there is field for improvement on all of these and on more. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us aware of our shortcomings, either ourselves or by looking and hearing and listening to our fellow Muslims, and never feel arrogant to admit that we are wrong on some issues and to do our best to correct them. But I thought this would be worthwhile reporting to you coming back from that journey and from the long conference, the large conference. And we ask Allah to guide our footsteps and to those of our fellow Muslims to fulfill the criteria of the mu'mins and the Muslims as prescribed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم سلوا ربكم يستجب لكم. الحمد لله بفضله تتم الصالحات، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله قدر كل ما مضى وكل ما هو آت، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمدا عبده ورسوله، اللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وصحبه ومن دعا بدعوته إلى يوم الدين. My dear fellow Muslims, it is a good feeling to feel that we are making progress. In spite of so many obstacles, when I compare the Muslim affairs in America with 10 years ago, just a mere 10 years, I can feel the progress. And nothing is more stimulating to succeed than success itself. So I would like to tell you that you are making progress, that you are going into success step by step, and that your today is better than your yesterday, and inshallah, inshallah, our tomorrow will be better than our today. Just keep the flame alive. Keep the taqwa ablaze in your heart, and keep Islam, your ultimate goal in this world that comes beyond your professions and your daily work. And inshallah, Allah is not in a hurry. Allah is waiting for people who would be worthy of His support, and we hope we are going through that process. And I hope in our lifetime we will see the beginning of the first rays of the Islamic dawn, inshallah. اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك يا ربنا سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات يا رب العالمين. اللهم املأ قلوبنا بمحبتك واجمعنا على طاعتك ومرضاتك والحب فيك وأحينا وأمتنا وابعثنا على لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله لا إله